During the lazy, hazy days of summer, the Cuomo administration approved a plan to hike New Yorkers' electric utility bills by billions of dollars. The hike is to bail out three upstate nuclear power plants in central and western New York. Some of these plants, built during the Vietnam War era, were slated to be shut down because they were no longer efficient or profitable, having run well past their projected lifespan of 40 years. Instead, New York ratepayers, be they commercial, industrial, municipal governments, schools, nonprofit groups, or residents, will have to pay an estimated $7.6 billion more on their electric bills to bail out three nuclear power plants operating near Oswego and Rochester. The $7.6 billion estimate was calculated by the Public Utility Law Project, an independent think tank. Of that amount, an estimated $2.3 billion will be paid over the next 12 years by residential consumers, homeowners, and rentals. Niagara Mohawk residential customers, for example, will pay nearly $500 million more. Con Edison consumers in downstate New York will pay over $700 million more. New Yorkers will be paying more for electricity so that the Illinois-based company Exelon, the owner of two of these plants and prospective buyer of a third, can turn a profit. Exelon is already a hugely profitable energy company that makes billions of dollars every year, and the plan to transfer billions of New York ratepayer dollars to Exelon has been described as one of the biggest transfers of wealth in state history. Despite the magnitude of the subsidy, there was little public debate or transparency about the process. The Cuomo administration downplayed the possible impact. In its initial reports last spring, the Cuomo administration estimated that the cost of the bailout could range from as little as $58 million or as much as $658 million. It wasn't until July that the true cost of the bailout began to emerge. In mid-July, the Cuomo administration unveiled the biggest and most accurate cost estimate right before the August 1st vote to approve the deal, the time when many New Yorkers were barbecuing and enjoying vacations. The new estimate was a tenfold increase over the highest that had been projected in the spring. And then New Yorkers were given less than 2 weeks to comment. Certainly not enough time during any part of the year, but it is particularly difficult during the middle of the summer. There can be no doubt that New Yorkers would agree that investments in the state's renewable energy future are worth it. But spending billions of dollars to bail out old, dirty, unprofitable 20th century energy sources makes no sense at all. It's the equivalent of spending big bucks to keep the horse and buggy industry alive while Henry Ford is moving cars off the assembly lines. It's crystal clear that instead New Yorkers should invest in clean, renewable 21st century energy technology and reap the economic, health, and environmental benefits that brings, while at the same time keeping the cost as low as possible for ratepayers. Renewable technologies and energy efficiency programs are already cheaper than nuclear power, so that these investments would save money while greening the state's energy system. This November, the Cuomo administration will decide whether to go through with that bailout by approving the sale of one upstate plant and drafting a contract to subsidize all of the other upstate plants. If the governor chooses to pull the plug on the deal, then the state entities involved will have to come up with a new plan for better, cleaner, cheaper energy. If that happens, there's a good chance New Yorkers will be part of that process, rather than out of the loop and then stuck with the bill.